Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Timothy Leary died May of 1996, an American psychologist and writer known for his advocacy of psychedelic drugs. When drugs such as LSD and psilocybin were legal, Leary conducted experiments at Harvard University. He produced useful data, but Leary and his associates were fired from the university because of the public controversy surrounding their research. Leary believed LSD showed therapeutic potential for use in psychiatry, and he popularized catchphrases that promoted his philosophy, such as turn on, turn in, drop out. Every day we hear about fast foods, you know, synonymous with the Big Mac, Taco Bell, and Burger King. And for a shorter time frame, the slow food movement has taken hold. Then there is the slow cooking movement. And health experts say it's perfect for people over 55 for tons of reasons. And one of the age-old appliances for slow cooking is the crock pot. Well, we spoke to crock pot aficionado and winner of the esteemed James Beard Cooking Award, Cynthia Grobbert. And we pick up the interview when she's telling me how far back in history the slow cooking first got started.
What's terrific about it now is that it's done with a simple appliance that plugs in and takes no more than a 75-watt light bulb in terms of energy.
Cynthia, what are some of the other benefits of a slow cooker?
Several great benefits, but one is that you can use a lesser cut of meat, a less expensive cut of meat, maybe a cut that's a little bit tougher, and cook it in the slow cooker with a small amount of liquid, and that meat is going to come out so tender. And really, only long oven braising is going to match that. The slow cooker is the metal portion of the slow cooker between two metal sheets has coils that heat up. And so the temperature stays at a constant, and it's around between 200 and 300 degrees, depending on if it's on low or on high. And it just cooks the food slowly, just like the name says, and yields so much flavor and gives so much tenderness to what's cooking inside. You can use the slow cooker as a healthy cooking device, and that is when you put in beef or chicken, you can trim all the fat off, because the fat, you don't need the fat for the tenderness. The liquid in the crock is going to give you the tenderness. And so your meals are going to be lower fat. Of course, you toss in some vegetables with that, and you've got a one-pot meal that's lean and healthy. I love to even cook fish in my slow cooker. I have a recipe in my book for foil pouch salmon, and it's just taking two pieces of salmon and putting it in a piece of aluminum foil, folding it up like a package. Well, first you're going to put a little bit of fresh dill on top of the salmon and a couple of lemon slices on each piece of salmon. Fold it up like a package and set it down in the slow cooker. And that cooks for just 2 hours, and you have the most delicate, flaky, and moist fish that you can imagine. And you can do that with any kind of fish. And that's very healthy. You haven't added any fat to it. It doesn't need oil. And so it's very healthy cooking. Now, in my recipes, I don't use condensed soups. And a lot of times those are very high in fat. And if you're going to use recipes like that in your slow cooker, you're going to want to factor that in. So my recipes are more flavored with broths and wine and tomatoes and things like that that really give a lot of flavor, but not any fat.
And it seems like another advantage is you don't have to be waiting around in the kitchen while things are cooking. It just does it on its own, more or less.
So using the slow cooker gives you that great advantage. And all of that is unattended cooking time. So you can do the other things that you need to do. You can leave the home and come back, or you can just go on about the other things that you need to do that day and still have something great to eat for dinner. And I like the fact that you can put all the ingredients in at the same time, which really only takes a few minutes, and put the lid on and set the slow cooker to the amount of time that it needs to cook, and you're done until the dish is ready. So very little preparation time at all.
Well, anybody who's spent any time in the kitchen knows that cooking is one thing, but then there's also all the preparation and various types of prep jobs you have to do. How much is there for the slow cooker? Is there a lot?
No, not especially. I will say that when I cook chicken in the slow cooker, I always take the skin off, and if there's any excess fat on the chicken, I will remove that. So that takes just a minute to do. And but you can make a meatloaf, a little mini meatloaf in the slow cooker. I take two pieces of aluminum foil and fold them into long strips, and I place them inside the slow cooker, crossing each other, and then after I've mixed my ground meat into my meatloaf, I divide it press it into two small rectangles. Then I put four balls of mozzarella, those baby mozzarella balls, right down the center, and put the other top on, kind of seal it around the edges, and set it down in the slow cooker on top of those crossed aluminum foil pieces. Set the slow cooker, come back later to a fantastic moist meatloaf, and I use those foil strips then, I gather them to lift the meatloaf out of the slow cooker and onto a plate. So that's a little trick. That's something that somebody would like to know, in how to handle a meatloaf in a slow cooker. But there's not, you know, the techniques are very simple, and that is that you want to have the slow cooker at least about half full, because that's what it takes to get the volume that you need to cook at a safe temperature where it's not going to overly brown on the bottom. By the same token, you don't want to overfill your slow cooker either, because those coils don't reach all the way up to the top of the appliance. They fall a little short of it. So if you're overfilling your slow cooker, then that top layer of food is not really held at a safe temperature. So there are just those little tricks.
Well, I know I bought a few slow cookers over the years, and there are lots of different prices and lots of different features. What would you look for, Cynthia, if someone was to get one right now?
One of the features that I find essential is that the slow cooker needs to be able to switch from high or low down to warm when the cooking time is finished. That gives me the most flexibility. If you're going to use your slow cooker at home and when you're at home and you're going to set a timer, then that's not a feature that you might need. But I do find that most people like the comfort of having that feature. That being the most important feature to me, the slow cooker that I tested all my recipes in is the Cuisinart 3.5-quart slow cooker. And no, I'm not a spokesperson for the brand. That's just the one that meets my needs and that I find the most versatile. And there are other brands. You could go up to a 4-quart, and you can go down to a 2-quart. But in the 2-quart size, I've not found a brand that has an auto shut off or auto switch to warm. And that was something that I really needed.
And how much should I be prepared to pay for it?
Well, if you catch a store sale or use a coupon, you're going to be able to get the Cuisinart 3.5 quart for about $35. You can certainly spend less on a slow cooker, but really examine how you're going to use the appliance and what works best for you. You can get down to $18 and $20 for a 2 or 3 quart size that again wouldn't have those features, but do plug in and heat up, and then you would just need to set a timer.
And Cynthia, we become so food conscious as a nation today, which is a good thing, I think, for the most part. But for some reason or another, it seems as though the crock pot or slow cooker doesn't get a whole lot of respect. Is that right or not?
Well, it is a redheaded stepchild, I must say. But if you talk to people, you will find many, many, many slow cooker fans. And it's just a matter of just getting over the hump and actually doing it. And it's a liberating sense that you have after cooking something that tastes so wonderful that you haven't really put any effort into other than placing the ingredients into the appliance. It doesn't... people have said negative things about slow cooking because they just don't have access. They don't know how to look for a great recipe. I mentioned the condensed soups. You know, those are hugely popular recipes that are all over the internet, and they tend to kind of all taste alike. And here I'm using herbs and I'm using tomatoes and carrots and onion and vegetables to have that fresher taste. I also recommend anytime you're making a dish in the slow cooker to finish it off with a little sprinkling of some fresh herbs or a squeeze of lemon juice or a squeeze of lime juice that just brightens that flavor as it's coming out of the slow cooker. So it'll give you that fresh and just made taste, and I think that's something that I've heard from people in the past that think that their slow cooker everything comes out the same of a slow cooker, and while I understand that can be true, I've taken great care to make recipes that have an individual flavor. In fact, let me tell you about one of the things I discovered that is really unique. Have you ever seen the slow cooker liner bags before? Well, in the plastic wrap and baggie section of the grocery store, up on the top shelf is a little box, and they're called slow cooker liners. And you can take one of those bags and you can put it in the crock and drape it over the sides, and then you have a lining for your slow cooker, which makes cleanup easy. Well, I wondered if you could take a liner bag and use it as a cooking bag. So I gave it a try, and I ended up with a chapter in this book called what I call Double Dinners, using two slow cooker liner bags to make two completely different dinners in the same appliance, in the same crock, at the same time. And so you've got a meal for now, and then a meal for either later in the week, or a meal that you can freeze and use when you desire. It's really a terrific thing to do. I always like having a little something in the freezer for a rainy day, or, you know, a day that just doesn't go quite as you planned.
Cynthia, one thing I know after doing this story with you is that you are a very accomplished cookbook author. You won a James Beard Award and all kinds of accolades. And you told me a little earlier about how you got into using a crock pot. Tell us about that again.
So I realized, you know, I need to pull out my slow cooker and get started. Well, I had the bigger slow cooker from when I was making meals for a larger family. And so I got the smaller slow cooker and started experimenting. So that's how the idea for this book came along, and which is out now and available. And I'm finishing up the follow-up book to this, which will come out in the spring, which is all double dinners, because that's been a real hit with people wanting to go ahead and make something for tonight and something for later on.
Oh, good idea. Well, Cynthia, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.